A prayer for the battle. I pray also that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know his incomparably great power for us who believe. Ephesians 1, verses 18 and 19. Almighty warrior, Lion of Judah, Captain of the armies of heaven, open my eyes to the invisible realm. Tear away the veil of deception that the enemy has hung over my mind and my heart. Show me that for every aspect of your truth, Satan has a twisted counterfeit. Give me discernment to detect his lies in contrast with your truth, his suggestions in contrast to your commands, his temptations in contrast to your promises, his destruction in contrast to your salvation, his pleasures that are fleeting, his plans that are failing, his purposes that are futile, and his position that is fraudulent. Thank you that you have not left me defenseless for the battle. I choose to intentionally put you on, to hide myself in you. You are the protective armor provided. Therefore, I choose to wrap myself in the truth of your word so that my thoughts, decisions, and actions are aligned with what you say. Guard my heart with the awareness that I am right with you and, to the best of my ability, right with others. Stand firm on your good news that invites anyone and everyone into a personal, permanent, life-saving, life-changing relationship with you through the cross, and that without Jesus, there is no way to come to you. Trust you in times of peace and times of war, in times of health and times of sickness, in times of wealth and times of poverty, in times of prosperity, in times of adversity, in times of life and in times of death. Claim the blessed assurance that I am yours and you are mine. I will not doubt my salvation or my eternal security because you guarantee both through the blood of your Son and the indwelling seal of your Spirit. Take up your word as I read it, study it, love it, apply it, obey it, and share it with others. Pray fully alert for your kingdom to come, your will to be done, on earth as it is in heaven. I will face the foe with nothing to protect my back because I'm not turning around. I will not retreat. I will not back down. I will stand my ground. And having done all, I will keep standing firm. Saturate me in you. Flood my heart with your love. Fill my being with your Spirit. Fix my eyes on my Savior, Lord and King. You are my protecting arm, fortress, refuge, shield, and buckler. Fight for me, and my foes must flee. Uphold me, and I cannot fall. Strengthen me, and I stand unmoved, unmovable. Equip me, and I shall receive no wound. Stand by me, and Satan will depart. Anoint my lips with a song of salvation, and I shall shout your victory. Cover me with your blood. Give me courage to call Satan out when I hear his mocking, taunting, threatening, derisive, insinuating accusations. He is a liar. He is a lion. But you are Lord. Give me strength to persevere until I see you in death or at your return. In the encroaching darkness, fill me with your light that directs people to the living hope that is found in you. In a world swirling and swarming with demons, teach me to use the sword effectively while wrapping it in unceasing prayer. In a world of deception, cleanse my lips and give me holy boldness to speak your truth so that I share your gospel without compromise. Make me a warrior like you. O Lord, I bless you that the issue of the battle between yourself and Satan has never been uncertain and will end in victory. Calvary broke the dragon's head, and I contend with a vanquished foe who with all his subtlety and strength has already been overcome. When I feel the serpent at my heel, may I remember him whose heel was bruised, but who, when bruised, broke the devil's head. My soul with inward joy extols the mighty conqueror. Heal me of wounds received in the great conflict. If I have gathered defilement, if my faith has suffered damage, if my hope is less than bright, if my love is not fervent, if some creature comfort occupies my heart, if my soul sinks under pressure of the fight, O God, whose every promise is balm, every touch life, draw near to your weary warrior. Refresh me, that I may rise again to wage the strife, and never tire until my enemy is trodden down. Give me such fellowship with you, that I may defy Satan, unbelief, the flesh, the world, with delight that comes not from a creature, and which a creature cannot mar. Give me a drink of the eternal fountain that lies in your immutable, everlasting love and decree. Then shall my hand never weaken, my feet never stumble, my sword never rust, my helmet never shatter, my breastplate never fall, as my strength rests in the power of your might. I pray this in the name of the rider on the white horse, the one whose name is faithful and true, who one day will return, followed by the armies of heaven. I pray in the name of the one who judges with justice and makes war with eyes of blazing fire. I pray in the name of the victorious warrior who one day will vanquish Satan and remove all sin, evil, wickedness, rebellion, hatred, injustice, and lies from this planet. I pray in the name of Jesus. Give us victory this day for the glory of your name. Amen.